Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, or you can just call me Minister JB, whichever one you like. I'm broadcasting live today from Phoenix, Arizona. And boy, oh boy, the weather here is mighty fine, mighty nice today. We are in our sweet spot. There's no better place on the planet to be than in Phoenix in the fall and winter time. I'm telling you guys, the weather out here is absolutely fabulous during those periods of time, and a little part of spring too. But right now we are enjoying the marvelous and wonderful weather, so we are so grateful to be able to do that, to be able to enjoy it. To all my previous callers, thank you so much for giving me another opportunity to share a little knowledge with you, share a little wisdom with you, and most of all, share God's word with you. I am grateful to be able to do that. And to all my new guests, welcome, welcome. This is a metaphysical spiritual ministry, and you are truly in the right place at the right time. If you keep your mind open and your heart open, I think that you will truly be blessed with the information that we're going to provide for you today. And we're just grateful to be able to be, so grateful to be able to be. Each and every day we have an opportunity to broadcast to you is a wonderful thing. And I'm grateful that God has used me as a vessel to help to bring and share some words with you, beloved ones. And you have no idea how grateful that makes me to be able to, just to be able to do that for you and to be able to give you information that is good for all of us, including me, because when I do these shows, I'm being inspired and motivated too, because Spirit sometimes just comes in and sort of just takes over the show and provide what it so desires to provide. Like I say, I'm just a vessel here to give you some information and to give you a little, just to sort of remind you of who and whom you are and to give you a little spiritual awakening for this day. So, but remember, I'm just a vessel, and I'm just grateful that God uses me every Sunday to do this. I really am. So let's get started today with prayer as we usually do. We always open up the show with prayer, and today will be no different. So let's get with that. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day. We thank you, God, for opening our eyes this morning. We thank you, God, for blowing breath into our bodies this day, that we will be able to go and to do and to be all that we can. And we know, God, that you are the source of all things that show up in our lives, that you are the divine blessing and divine ideas and divine thoughts that flow through us and continue to keep us going, God. So we just say thank you so much. So grateful to you, God, for all that you do and all that you are in our lives. We just pray for continued blessings and continued to insight and wisdom and knowledge to be able to move forward and to, most of all, God, give us the ability to use our free will to our highest good and to be able to utilize those thought processes and our energy to raise our consciousness to be and to do that which we came here to do, God. We all came here for a divine purpose and divine reasoning. So we say thank you, God, for giving us the opportunity, another day of opportunity to fulfill our purpose here on earth and give us guidance to be able to go forth and do what we need to do in order to keep our conscience raised and keep our energy raised to the level where it is for our highest good. And we just say thank you, God, for all that he is and all that you will be. We thank you, God, for all those beloved nurses and doctors who are working on the front line. We give divine blessings for those people because they are doing a mighty work, and we know they are. We pray for all the safety people and the people who are putting their life online every day, the police officers and all the other people who help us in our safety process that you've seen the blessing. We pray special blessings for our government, for our president, for all the senators and congressmen. Keep them in tune. Keep them their minds open and their hearts receptive so they can serve the people and do what it is that they came in to do and to do the job they came to do to help humanity and to do these things and cause no harm. Thank you, God. Keep them in check and keep them moving forth and doing that which is for the highest good of the people of the country. And so it is. I thank you so much, beloved ones, for being here. And see, some of my favorite people are logged in this morning and so grateful for you, especially up in Northern Arizona. I'm grateful for you all the time. Thank you so much. Okay, beloved ones, let's get on with today's show. The topic is can belief and faith control your destiny? That's a mouthful, huh? Can belief and faith control your destiny? Now, this statement, I know you may have heard used many times. If you can believe it, you can achieve it. I repeat that. If you can believe it, you can achieve it. And that's an old quote that you may have heard many times. If you read any self-improvement books, you probably have heard that statement. It was made famous by Napoleon Hill. And there's some truth to it. And I'm asking you from your mind, do you think that statement is true? You think there's truth in that statement? And I would say yes to some degree. Are there other factors that control your destiny? And I would also say yes to that also. Yes, your belief is one thing, but there are other things that control your destiny other than your belief system, beloved ones. And this is what we're gonna dive deep into these two topics, these two statements today, to really get some full understanding of what that whole process is about. Number one is, what is your subconscious program? And I ask you that because the subconscious program is what is really controlling you day by day, beloved one. That which has been put in your subconscious mind affects you every day, physically and mentally, and it has an effect on you. So what you're living out today is not what your conscious mind is thinking about today, but it is what your subconscious mind has programmed in you months and maybe even years later or even days back. You're really living out of your subconscious thoughts and process, beloved one. They have more control over you than your conscious thoughts. What is in your subconscious mind? That subconscious mind is the driving force that brings about the energy into you. That's what I said. 9 out of 10 times, you are not being controlled by what you're thinking right now, but you are being controlled by what you have put in your subconscious mind. And so that is why it is so, so important to be conscious of those things that you have allowed into your subconscious and to have taken place in your subconscious mind. And in order to excel and move beyond your present condition, you have to work on those subconscious thoughts that have been planted in your mind. Man, they're powerful. They are so, so powerful. So you have to make sure that you are conscious and aware of that, okay? And then next thing, number two, karma. What are you here to repair, beloved one? What are you here to repair as a soul? What did you come into the earth realm to prepare? You see, each one of us in every incarnation that we have tried to take here on planet Earth come here to work out something from our past. We come to work out conditions in our past in addition to grow spiritually and to expand into our spiritual consciousness. But many of us are working on our past karmas and past things that we need to correctify in order to be able to make our ascension and to move forward. So we're here with that understanding that we are working on our past. So, see, these karma debts can and will have effect on your present life, beloved one. Those things that you are working on will affect how you operate here on the earthly plane because you're working through those karma debts Let me give you an example of what I mean when I say that you're working on your karmic debts from the past. You know, it is said that the American Indians of today are actually the soldiers who put them on the reservations. You understand that? The American Indians of today are the soldiers who have reincarnated in this earth realm, now have come to live on the reservations and live in the conditions that they have put these Native Americans in. They had to come back and work out their karma because they created those conditions. So they had to come back and experience that and to be able to free themselves from that karmic experience of putting those people in that situation. So that was the choice that they made to clear up that karmic debt that they had to pay. So they came, but those soldiers now are living on the reservation and Native American skin, Native American physical bodies, because they needed to clear up their own karma debt. Okay? Understand? So you see, when you create things in this world, you have to pay for those things, and you have to pay for those debts that have been created. So that is the way that these Native Americans of today are actually the soldiers who put them on the reservation. And unfortunately, some of the struggles that you see them going through is that those are the souls that have to understand and have to go through that those things because they created those things. And that's why, beloved ones, when you see things happening, don't be so judgmental, okay? Because you don't know what the karma debt is being paid. We have no idea why some of these things happen in the matter that they happen. All we know that is that they are happening, and we are saying we're judging from our own eyesight when we don't have any idea of what the karma lesson is being paid here. We just know that it doesn't look right to us, but who are we to judge what's right and what's wrong, okay? So keep your minds open and understand that everyone is paying back and working out their karma in some form or fashion. And people choose different ways and different avenues in order to do that. You know, they want to make sure they can work through it. And sometimes you have to do some really harsh, appear to be harsh to our eyesight in order to lessen or to work out that karma debt that you have paid in a previous life or even maybe a life even be prior to that. So, you know, and we don't always work out all of our karma experiences in one lifetime. Sometimes you may have to go through several lifetimes in order to work totally through your karma debts. And so you just need to understand that that is what is necessary for you to do and necessary for you to, for it to be as it is. And so don't judge anybody else's situation because you don't know what the deal is, loved one. So I'll tell people that if you want to really begin to lessen your karma, then the best thing to do is start practicing the golden rule, which is to do unto others as you have them to do unto you. In other words, cause no harm, loved ones. When you treat people like you want to be treated and you cause no harm, then you're not building up any debt, any karma debt, okay? I mean, you build your karma debt up based on how you treat people and what you do to other people and what you do to the universe as a whole. That's how we create these karma debts. But if you treat people like you want to be treated and cause no harm, then you will not cause any build-up karma, beloved one. Learn to treat your brothers and sisters with love and compassion. And guess what? We are all brothers and sisters. I don't care what the pigmentation color in your skin is. Has nothing to do with who you are. That's just the body that you chose to come here to be able to work out what you need to work out, you know, and work out your karma. That's why you chose the parents you chose. You chose the race you decided to come in because that's what you needed as a soul in order to work out what you need to work out. Other than that, there is no difference in the human being. So we all are brothers and sisters on the higher level, beloved one. So do not forget that. And when you have the full understanding that the same God that is in you are in them. Wherever you see people, Guess what? The same God that revived in your body, revived in their body, regardless of how they look, regardless of what their stage in life is, regardless of what they're going through, whether you attain them to be successful or not successful, that same God force is within that physical body, okay? And when you begin to look at people with that clear understanding that they are all gods and goddesses, you will begin to grow and to expand your consciousness. You must know and have understand that that is truth, beloved one. And if you do not understand anything today, you understand that you and your brothers and sisters have the same God force inside of them, okay? You have to understand and have to allow that to be in your being, okay? You see, beloved ones, when we talk about belief, there are some really shocking things that people believe that's phenomenal. I mean, things that shock you that people have belief systems. Talk to people sometimes. This is my idea of some of the things that's believing and some of the things, and so much of what it is not true. There's no truth to what they're thinking and how they're going, but they're operating their lives on false truth. I mean, we don't have to look around. We don't have to try to figure out about that. All we have to do, we can look at the present conditions of today and look at the political conditions of today. You know, we have a previous president who is telling his followers that he won the 2020 election. And the sad thing is that people buy into that untruth and they operate their lives with that truth, and they're causing them to be frustrated and to be upset with the system because they buy into somebody else's lie that's not true, and they're operating their lives based on untruths, and they believe it to be truth. You see, beloved one, you will operate on what you believe to be, and so people are operating on that belief that somebody's telling them they did something that's not true. You have to be very careful of your belief system and what you believe. And find out what you believe. Examine your beliefs. Look at your beliefs and say how much or how pertinent is these things that I'm really believing in. I mean, some crazy things that people believe in. For instance, back during World War II, the German soldiers were actually told that African American people had tails. And I'm not saying this is a joke. I'm telling you this is true. And the German soldiers used to ask them when they had an inner contact with these African-American people, ask them to show them their tail. They believe that untruth. So crazy. And that's what I'm saying. And I know it sounds crazy, but it is the belief system that people have amended. So watch what you believe in. Examine what you believe in. It's okay to examine your beliefs and see if that's really real and that's really something that's affecting your life. Because when you start believing things that's not true, oh my God, you know, it really just can take your life into a total different direction. So you need to learn to have control over those things that you believe and be able to examine and make sure they're taking you down the road where you want to go. You see, beloved one, when you, when many people believe that when they see other people living a successful life, and they believe that they too can live that same life based on what someone else has achieved, okay? You see someone else and you say, oh, I can do that, I can be that, and I can do that. But that's not necessarily true. Yes, you can maybe achieve that possible same thing in a different way, but then not necessarily that what that person is able to do that you're able to do, okay? So it's okay because you are different. You're a spiritual being doing your own thing. Do not let yourself get caught up in what other people are doing and how they're doing it, because that ain't necessarily what you do, because you got your own karma, your own subconscious thing. So you are totally different from those other people you see that you assume that are having so much success. And just because it appears that they're having so much success doesn't necessarily mean that they're having that much happiness and spirituality in their lives just because it appears to be that way, okay? So do not judge yourself against another human being because you are different. God gave you a different program, okay? So do not compare yourself with other people in any kind of way, no kind of way. Now, you know, like, say for instance, that there may be a individual who had who was previously very wealthy in his life. In his previous life, he may have been very, very wealthy. I mean, it may have been billions and we've had estates and had all kinds of things that, you know, we would say in the trappings of success. We may say that was part of his success, what we see as being wealthy. But let's say if it isn't, that same person was very abusive and misused people to get his success. You see, blood, well, everyone that has been successful didn't necessarily do it in the right manner. And some people abuse people, use people, took advantage of them to get to the next level. Okay? So that person goes through their life, and when they pass and go into the new dimension, then they realize what they've done. So they come back. They now want to come back and rectify that thing they've done. So now they come back at a time where they are not successful. And as we may see it, they live in poverty. But it's all part of the process. And they live there and help them to work through the karma they work through. How many of you have heard, and I know many have heard, people who were homeless and people who lived in their cars and people who were homeless and just lived in the street, and then it seems that all of a sudden they have a shift. They have a shift and it appears they became successful overnight. Living in your car, living on the street, and next thing you know, these people are successful. Many of them have had those kind of life. Steve Harvey lived in his car for a couple of years. Steve Harvey, many other people, Tyler Perry lived in his car homeless many years. Then all of a sudden he's become successful, okay? But you have to understand that apparently they had some karma they had to work through before they could get to that level. So they worked through the karma and got that karma debt paid for. Then they were able to extend to a higher state of consciousness and awareness. Okay? So as many times you see people going through these things, again, don't judge. Don't judge. Because you don't know what they're working through and what they decided to, that they needed as a soul in order to be able to perfect themselves, in order to be able to raise themselves, to be able to move forward. So when you finish your karma debt, then you're able to ascend, my beloved ones. When you get all that karma worked out of you, all the life spiritual lessons, you'll be able to make your ascension. And that is the keys of what we should be doing. And each and every lifetime, we should be trying to get all that karma out of our system, all that stuff that's holding us down and keeping us not moving into that level of consciousness. So, like I said, when you see these people overcoming their shortcomings and then they rise to the level of success they deserve and they desire, you know? And we all deserve and desire to be successful in some form or another, okay? So it is so, so important that we have full understanding of that. First, you must recognize the presence of your God self. That's the one thing that we all need to do is recognize who we truly, truly are. Regardless of what happened in your past, you can raise up and you can sincerely raise and ascend to a higher level by using your I am presence. The most powerful thing in your physical body is your I am presence, beloved ones. That I am presence is that God self inside of you. And you have to have faith and belief in that I am present inside of you. Because you know what? It's real. Your I am presence is real. And it is a real spiritual essence in your body. Your I am presence. And do not believe that. Do not never allow anyone to tell you any different. that you don't have your I Am presence, and which is the presence of God inside of you. Your I Am presence is the essence of God in you. And that is where your true power is. You see, beloved ones. So when you really tap into your I Am presence and you start to call on your I Am presence, and every endeavor that you take, everything you do, everything you start, everything that you're about, you call upon your I Am presence to assist you. And the more that you have confidence in your I Am presence as a powerful tool, the more your I Am presence will show up in your lives and produce for you. It's by you calling on that I Am presence, that I Am presence inside of you, get used to you calling upon it and believing in it, and it will show up, beloved one. Your I Am presence is waiting on you to say, assist me, help me, get me, move me to a higher level. And once you call on your I Am presence to do this work, beloved, you're off to the races. I'm telling you, once you tap into your I Am presence and really, really understand what you have here, your life will shift, and you will. That's when you really begin to open your consciousness up and really begin to understand who and whom you are when you come in contact with your I Am presence. For real, that's really where the source is. That's really what the power is, you know. Your regardless of how much you have suffered in your past, or how many past errors you have made in your past, which you made, and that's part of the growing process. Your I Am power, your I Am presence is bigger than all of that. So learn to call on your I Am presence to help you in overcoming those big errors that you made. And even the small ones, your I Am presence is there to handle it. And like I said, once you get confident in calling upon your I Am presence, you will begin to really understand the power for which you really have at your hands, beloved one. And that's when you begin to shift and prepare yourself to begin to make your ascension to the highest state of consciousness once you're able to understand and recognize the source that I Am present inside of you, that source that's inside of you that's allowing you to grow and to expand in your consciousness. You see, you have to have a true belief and faith to overcome anything that you need to do by understanding the power of your I Am present. That is the key, beloved one, to making your life of a higher consciousness and higher quality, is understanding that God power inside of you. That God inside of you will take you above any earthly things that you will find yourself challenged with these days. If you call upon your I Am presence, it can shift it. It can change the energy. It can make everything transform itself when you understand how to use the power of your I Am presence. Now, when you use the power of your I Am presence, beloved one, you have to use the power in a positive way. You cannot, knowing that you have this power inside of you, cannot use this power in any manner that is not for your highest good. You always have to call upon your I Am presence to help you to get through your daily process and your daily things that surround you. Call on your I Am presence. And knowing that I Am presence is there waiting for you. Been there in your every incarnation. Every time that you have tried to take on a physical embodiment, your I Am presence was there. And the I Am presence don't change itself. You keep the same I Am presence in each incarnation, beloved one. So many of us have been here through many incarnations, and that same I Am presence has been with us, okay? So it has the knowledge and the collective knowledge of all of your previous and past lives. And like I often tell you, if you have curiosity and want to know what your previous lives have been, learn to read your Akashic records. That's where the history of every soul is kept, and is kept by the angels who guard the sacred records in the universe. Okay, so you want, if you that curious, learn to read your Akashic records or have someone else to read them for you. Okay, but other than that, you don't have to have knowledge of this thing. All you have to do is just have faith and belief in your I Am presence. And life is that simple, beloved ones. You don't. It ain't about your education. It ain't about who you are. It ain't about who your parents are. It ain't about what race you are. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing about nothing, okay? It's all about your I Am presence. Your I Am presence is the key. Your I Am presence is the force that will keep you, sustain you, and get you to the highest level of awareness each and every day. So that's what I see, and I pray that each one of us will embrace that idea of our I Am presence in us and begin to utilize and know that we have that power inside of us, knowing that it's for our highest good under all circumstances, knowing that it is what we need to be able to grow and to expand into the higher state of consciousness. Okay? So we're going to close out a prayer. I know we're a little short today, but sometimes the message is what it is, you know. I don't get caught up on time. I just let the Spirit of God flow through and bring out the message that is for the message for today. Okay? So today's message, I really, really believe that it's one of importance. It is the I Am presence is key to living an opulent life and living a spiritual life. So it's that's where you need to have your belief and your faith is in your I Am presence. If you're going to have belief and faith in anything, have it in your I Am presence. And that will ascend you and move you to a higher state of consciousness and awareness. All right? So we're going to close out with prayer, as we always do, knowing that God is the source that allow us to be. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks this day for another day of life, another day of all the energy that you allowed to flow into our lives this day, that we will continue to expand our spiritual consciousness and our spiritual awareness of that which we are, spiritual beings having a human experience. And God, that you are the source of all there is, that we do not have to look outside, but only turn inside to that I Am presence of you, God, that lives in us. And we will begin to call upon that I Am presence inside of us to help us to be able to make it through this physical plane and help us to stay in tune to the purpose and of what it is that we are here to do and how we are here to do it. So we just ask you, God, that you will give us guidance this day and to give us strength this day to move forward in that higher state of consciousness, and we will expand ourselves on a higher level, knowing that we are one with you, God, and that we are moving and we are asking, God, that you clear our path for us to make our ascension in this lifetime, that we do not have to come back and do this process again, that we will be able to move to that level of ascension, that we will walk in purity of light and walk in love and compassion for all beings, that we will go forth and do that which is for the highest good of all humanity, that we will constantly move in that level and we will constantly stay in tune to that higher self, and that we will not allow ourselves to dip into that lower vibration, that we will only bring about love and compassion in our lives, and we will move with that power and that understanding that we are one with you, God, and that we are fully in gratitude to you for giving us life and for giving us understanding and giving us and consciousness and awareness of who and whom we are. So we say, thank you, God, and we are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Thank you, beloved one. Thank you. Have a wonderful and marvelous day. Talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye. Much love.